God's holy word for God's holy people. We're going to take a moment for silent prayer. And we tried this in the morning service. It worked out okay. And we're going to try it again. One of the key messages that is going to be in this sermon with this passage is that God wants us to love Him by loving other people. That's how He said, love me by loving others. Love others as Jesus loved them. So love like Jesus. And so what I would like you to picture is everyone around you is Jesus. Everyone sitting to your left and your right is Jesus. How would you love them if they were Jesus? And so as we pray for Jesus that is sitting next to you on your left and your right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up our prayers in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Man and a friend are playing golf one day at their local golf course. One of the guys is about to chip onto the green when he sees a long funeral procession on the road next to the course. He stops mid-swing, takes off his golf cap, closes his eyes, bows down in prayer. His friend says, wow, that is the most thoughtful, the most touching thing that I have ever seen. You are truly a kind man. The man replies, yeah, well, we were married for 35 years. It'll get better in the new year. Promise. So we're going to end this year, though, by looking at scripture found in the book of 1 John. Specifically, we're looking at verses 7 through 12. And the first thing is, well, who was John? John was one of the disciples. He was one of the original 12. This is critically important because John lived with Jesus during his 3 years of ministry. He saw Jesus. He saw him do his miracles. He saw how he loved people. He saw how he forgave people. That's important. John was also unique among the disciples. Do you know why? Does anybody know what John's nickname was? He was the one whom Jesus loved. The one who was beloved. How cool is that? Out of all of the disciples, he gets singled out. There was a special bond between John and Jesus. He saw Jesus' love. So if we're going to be reading any scripture on what is love, we're reading it from the author of who's the apostle whom Jesus loved the most. He's got a lot to say. The most important that I want to convey, John saw Jesus in action. Chapter 4, verse 7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Quite an interesting statement, don't you think? Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The simple act of loving is proof that we have been born of God and that we know God. This makes sense if you think about it. Genesis 1:27 tells us, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we're created in the image of God, and when we love, it's proof that we know God. The opposite is true as well. Verse 8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So let's put that fact out there right now. God is love. Now that's a good start, but it's not enough. Because you can have feelings of love for things that are far apart from God. You can love money. You can love stuff. You can love controlling people. You can love being the center of attention. So God says, you need more. You need an example. Which is exactly what verse 9 tells us. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. So God gets more specific. Verse 10 tells us this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So, by loving, we have proof that we are from God and can know God. But it's an imperfect love. It's an incomplete love. Because it's a love without Jesus. So God gives us a better picture of what love should look like by sending Jesus. God shows us through this love through Jesus. So let me give you, I wanted to give you a couple of examples, different analogies of what it might look like for us to love, right? God made us in his image. He has planted the seed of love in us. But what does that love look like without Jesus? An incomplete love, okay? So let's just say you have a cup of water. And it's a perfectly nice cup of water. It's cold and it's clean and it's in a nice fancy cup or glass. And it tastes pretty good. It's nice and refreshing. And you might say, I love water. Now let's say that you're standing beside Niagara Falls. And you can see the water rushing over the falls, over 700,000 gallons per second. In case anyone was curious. And you can see the power and the majesty and the magnificence of this water that is channeled through the hands of God, the Creator. That's the difference between loving and loving through Jesus. Or let's say that you were admiring an aquarium that has some plants in it, maybe a couple of frogs. Actually, I think that's known as a terrarium, right? Not an aquarium. So picture a terrarium, right? I know somebody was going to tell me that afterwards. That was a terrarium you're talking about, Pastor Bob. So a terrarium, right? It had some plants in it. It has some frogs. And you're thinking, what a nice little ecosystem. This is really cool. I love it. And then you travel to the Amazon rainforest. And you see the vastness. And you see how unbelievably large it is. Over 2.1 million square miles, in case you were curious. Do you see the difference in scale? That's the difference between loving and loving through Jesus. Let me give you one more. Let's say that you're looking at a flame on a candle, and you're amazed by the brightness of it, the intensity of it, the heat that's coming off of it. God says, look at the sun. Look at the stars. Do you know how many stars there are? A lot. Okay, actually, I did look this up. Astronomers estimate that there are 100 billion stars in our galaxy. 100 billion stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. They estimate that there are over 10 trillion galaxies. Like I said, a lot of stars. Do you see the difference in scale? God says, of course you love. I made you. I am love. Of course you will have that inside of you, but I want to bring that into focus. I want you to see it clearly. And what it looks like is my son, Jesus. You know, I was putting that star analogy together with the flames. I thought, is that taking it too much? Like, is that too broad? Here's why I don't think it is. Jesus is on the cross, being crucified, about 6 hours. For a moment of that time, he takes all of the sin of the world. Everything that had occurred in the past, everything that was in the present, and everything in the future, all of it he took on and he loved through it. So that those analogies are, they're just beginning to scratch the surface. What is love? Love is Jesus. And the unbelievable thing that the Bible says that we could believe, we should believe, is that power can be available through us. That power is available through us. God says, this is what love looks like, my son Jesus. Now, God says, I also want you to put that love into action. Loving others. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. John, when he was writing this, he repeats that in verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And here's where things start to get difficult. This is where most of us typically drop the ball, because either we don't want to love others. Let's face it, there are some people we come across that we're not exactly embracing. Or we don't know how. We don't want to, or we don't know how. And this is crucial, because God says, you love me by loving others. We reflect God's love back by loving others. And you know, I didn't put this in the sermon, but I think it's important to note that sometimes we love other people for the wrong reasons. We love other people so they'll be nicer to us. We love other people so they will love us back. We love other people so we can control them, so we can manipulate them, so we can get something from them. God says, you love other people to love me. Don't worry about them. You just love them because of me. And if we can do that, if we can, right, detach just a little bit to say, I'm not loving them because I want something, I'm loving them to honor God, to honor Jesus, it gives us a little more freedom. That was bonus material, by the way. So how do we do this, though, right? How do we do this? Love God through loving others. The answer, not surprisingly, is found in Matthew 25. Which, by the way, we will be reading on October 9th, 2018. But we're going to skip ahead, okay? Matthew 25, 31, it's a story about sheep and goats. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right. He will put the goats on his left. Now, this is the important part. He will say to those on his right, the righteous ones, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom prepared you since the creation of the world. for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink. I was a stranger. You invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And everyone around Jesus, all of us say the same thing. What? What are you talking about? We never did those things to you, King. We never did those things to you, God. What are you talking about? And the king says, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So the key to loving God by loving others is to see Jesus in everyone and to love them like you would love Jesus. Would that change the way that you love your neighbor? Would that change the way that you love the cashier at the grocery store? If Jesus was giving you change back, would you maybe smile a little bit brighter? Would you make eye contact a little bit more? Would you stop and say, thank you for helping me? How about the stranger that walks by you on the street? Would you at least nod? Would you at least smile? What if you saw Jesus in them? Think about that. If you literally tried to picture Jesus in everyone that you saw, it would completely change the way that you interact with people. It would completely change the way that you cared for people. It would completely change the way that you love people. And by doing so, you would love God more. It could be the difference between a cup of water in Niagara Falls or a terrarium in the Amazon rainforest or a single flame of candle versus billions and trillions of stars. That's the difference between just loving and loving through Jesus, loving in Jesus, loving around Jesus. And even just applying that for a minute, just a minute of our lives would completely transform us. Will you choose today to love God by loving other people as if they were Jesus? And please pray with me. God, you have built us to love. You are love and you are in us. Through your Son, Jesus, help us love you better by loving others more. We pray for this as we pray for all things in the miraculous, life-giving, powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.